I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Voters in Atlanta will choose their next mayor tomorrow. This after a hard-fought campaign that has attracted national attention. The city could elect its first white mayor in more than four decades. Regardless of who wins, Atlanta will definitely get its second female mayor ever. Candidate Keisha Lance Bottoms is receiving support from a pair of high-profile Democrats ahead of tomorrow's election. She hosted campaign events over the weekend featuring Senators Kamala Harris of California and Cory Booker of New Jersey. Booker says Lance Bottoms gives Atlanta the best chance to flourish.
We've got to have a local mayor that understands not just the importance of growth, but smart growth, where families can have affordable housing, where families can get jobs that pay a living wage, where we have inclusive growth.
That audio is courtesy of 11 Alive. Mary Norwood also spent the weekend on the campaign trail, including stops at several churches and union rallies. For the first time in school history, the University of Georgia will play in the college football playoff. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
The Bulldogs were selected to the four-team playoff yesterday after Saturday's 28-7 win over Auburn in the SEC championship game. Junior linebacker Roquan Smith, who was named the most valuable player in the game, said his team was focused on getting revenge over the Tigers.
We knew everything from last game. We pretty much gave to them, and we just was determined this game, if they got something on our defense, it was going to earn it. And it's a special feeling. I can't thank those guys enough in the back.
Coach Kirby Smart also addressed the fans at Mercedes-Benz Stadium during the awards ceremony.
First off, I want to thank these fans. They have traveled across the country. They have been all over the place to turn out and turn it up for these Dogs. We appreciate you more than you know.
UGA will have about a month to prepare before they face Oklahoma on New Year's Day in Pasadena, California. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
The college football playoff system was created in 2014. If UGA wins on New Year's Day, they'll face the winner of Clemson and Alabama in the national championship game in Atlanta on January 8th. After the game, two Georgia players were arrested in Barrow County. The Athens Banner-Herald reports that linebacker Natrez Patrick was charged with possession of marijuana. This would be Patrick's third violation of Georgia's drug policy, which could lead to his dismissal from the team. Teammate Jason Stanley was charged with DUI, possession of marijuana, and speeding. Coach Smart says that he's disappointed with his players and that their discipline will be handled internally. 20 new Bitcoin ATMs are now operational in Georgia. According to Block Tribune, Bitcoin ATM network CoinSource has installed 18 machines in Atlanta. CoinSource says the installation makes Georgia the third largest U.S. market for Bitcoin ATMs in the country. Currently, the state has over 100 ATMs for buying or selling Bitcoins. The digital currency has experienced strong growth recently. One Bitcoin is now worth $11,000 U.S. dollars. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.